And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Focus, Johnny, focus.
Ah, it's all hocus pocus.
Oh, what timing on a fucking song to come in on. Hocus Pocus by Focus. And nobody's foking us.
You're goddamn right.
All right, so we've already been to several garage sales because right across the street from where I live and in my neighborhood is a neighborhood garage sale. So we basically just jumped off the diving board into the... Now, this neighborhood, it's a working class neighborhood, but usually when they have neighborhood sales, they're sparse and everybody is like charging ridiculous prices. It's usually not good. Today, it's good.
It's muy bueno.
Yes. Everything is cheap. And there was a harbinger of this where my housemate and I went to a garage sale at the end of our street. And I bought a Marx 12-inch figure from the 60s of Geronimo in his box.
Pick her off?
With his full gear. Yeah, it's a menace. With his full gear and all his paperwork. And for 25 cents. And, I mean, lucky I saved us on the DVDs, didn't I? He's like, $2 on the DVDs. I'm like, says a dollar on the box. And I saw the wife thinking about it, and she went over and checked. And she's like, my mistake, they're a dollar. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Tons of dollar DVDs. People with good taste in music. I got a great Bob Dylan album for a buck.
I got a bunch of live Grateful Dead CDs and DVDs. There she is. That's the new menace.
She is a menace. There's a lot of menaces. So this guy's casting it. Casting is.
Yeah.
Don't get hooked, Johnny. All right. And we are equipped with a new noisemaker, which I think it's. I think we deserve to hit it already, since seeing as that... I mean...
Like, I bought a box of matchboxes in the matchbox box, all in really nice shape, all constructions, for $2 for the whole box.
Yeah, I bought that box full of records and books for $5.
Yeah.
It was just... yeah, we have noisemakers now. We are cooking with gas this year. We are cooking the whole cab of the Gloatmobile with gas this year.
But just not peanut oil, because
I'm just warning you. I cooked up two big bags of pinto beans, and Trudy and I have been eating pinto bean burritos for the last 3 days.
Wow!
So luckily it's a nice day, and we can roll down the windows,
suck in all that cottonwood.
Well, we're getting ready to pull out of this neighborhood. Not that there might not be other garage sales to find. It's just, it sounds like the whole area
the
is...
The whole region.
The whole region is community garage sales today. It's a sunny day, so we're going to go and graze in some other pastures. Although we grazed this one pretty good. Lots of CDs. I just got a John Fogerty Centerfield record. I got Bob Dylan Blood on the Tracks on vinyl for a buck, both for a buck. And that's the score nowadays. Any record that you get for a buck is, like, worth it if it plays.
Yeah, meanwhile, the guy's trying to sell me the In Through the Outdoor without the without the jacket for a dollar. It's like, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah. I saw it there, too, and it's a good album, but I'll wait till... I'll find a... One with the, I saw one
and
when we were in
15
Claire's.
For A Song Remains the Same. That was
well,
pretty...
because it was that's a modern record.
Oh, was it?
That's a reprint of it. So that
and
probably
it's
costs,
hammered.
It probably cost him $40 when he got it, at least.
And it's
it probably cost it more because it's a double album. But, like, yeah, he had the goat's head soup there and was like, I'll sell it to you for $20. And I was just like, yeah, I'm not in the market for $20 records.
Or $2 comics that are only worth a quarter apiece.
Well, yeah, you know, they don't know, though. They don't know nothing. They don't know nothing.
I did get those four Shel Silverstein children's hardcover books for $1. Of them.
And I got some weird Harry Potter hardcover that was like had a real expensive cover price and was on some. It was not on, you know, the normal book imprint of Harry Potter. So, and it's like a different. It's a smaller size. So that was $2. So that was worth the risk. You got the. The full C.S. Lewis,
Narnia.
Yeah, Chronicles of Narnia. God, I had this.
The whole box set for $3.
Scott Gardner will remember this guy. David Shell was the son of
David Shill,
the pastor at the church that Scott went to, and he was like, I mean, Scott and I thought he was nerdy. That's how nerdy he was. He had a voice like this. He had a big nose. And if anybody picked at him, he'd stab him real quick with his pencil. He practiced stabbing his pencil.
Would he be the one that was getting ziggy with it?
He was Christian, so he had to live.
Say no more.
He had to live. He was at the, the Assembly of God. So they were pretty fundamentalist.
Right.
And, like, but. He would hang out with Scott Gardner and I, and he would always try. He was big into the Chronicles of Narnia book because he was allowed to read those. So we would hear a lot about the Chronicles of Narnia, and he would write parodies of the Hardy Boys called the Farty Boys.
Whoa!
Which was that was him playing blue. That was him like going low, and he'd be like, "You want
talk about
like,
going below the line,
Scott Chris? You want to hear my new Farty Boys story?" And we'd be like, "Oh, please, no." No.
You know you want to.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Anyway.
And, yeah, it's beautiful. This is a time of year where you, like, stock up on supplies that you need for the year. Like, I got those four, like, composition notebooks for $1.
Yeah, I got four of those, too.
And I use them all year.
I use them for podcast notes, so, I use them
for notes for the... for this podcast, really.
Just like you said, it's you know, four of those will get you through a year.
Yeah, totally. It's nice to have that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of start of the season, there's like a lot of fresh stuff out. It's not kind of like the dregs like you find in August and September.
Right, right. The stuff that's just been coming in and out of the garage all season.
Yeah, it's like their third garage sale of the season.
Well, maybe since there's so many garage sales, that's why the prices are so low.
Yeah, it's definitely competition.
Because really, like I was telling my housemate, finding that Geronimo Marx doll with all his stuff, that's a throwback to garage selling almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that whole garage sale where you're just going in there and getting all this stuff and then just peeling off a few bucks to pay for it is pretty amazing. But, I was expecting with the economy and everything that garage sales might be a little more expensive because people are trying to get money, and also people are going to be trying and more competitive because people are going to be trying to buy stuff that they would buy at a store.
You gotta keep the merchandise moving.
That's the thing. You can go to a garage sale and buy something you know is going to last for a fraction of the price, you know, like an older model of something where it wasn't built to just like fall apart in a week. Because it never would have made it to the garage sale if it fell apart.
Don't worry, tariffs will take care of that.
We'll see.
How would they be made in America?
We'll see.
America, like bananas. Good old American banana.
I was expecting it to be rough this year, and it looks like it might be last year was a banner year. Lately, it might get crazy. I don't want to jinx us or anything. but it's looking pretty nice. I'm trying to think of what else. I got a hummingbird feeder with a mason jar, but it's red glass. It screws in that you screw in to put the sugar water in.
I turned away from that $15 Blu-ray player. He said he had the cables, but the cables weren't there, and he didn't have the remote. It's just like, double no.
Well, the remotes, you can get remotes cheap, but... See that? That no kings on the on the bridge? We'll see how long that lasts. There's a... What is it? No draft on the other side of it back from... That's still painted on that bridge from the Vietnam era. Okay. So we're getting it. We're heading towards our usual stomping grounds. Looks like we got a garage sale up ahead, so guess we're going to have to go. Oh, I also got that weird, notepad of letter paper with cavemen on it that's super 70s.
Yeah, that's style. Pretty wild. That was a pretty wild one. Cool.
All right. We got to go. We got to go, guys. All right. We're still on our way to the Golden Zone, but we stopped at one place. Johnny Bueno found us each a pack of country music playing cards.
From the 80s. They're beautiful. Oh,
I'm so out of it when you're like, Johnny Cash is the king and June Carter Cash is the queen. I'm like, all right, well, that's kind of a white bread take on that. But then I'm like, oh, they're the actual literal... King and Queen.
in the cards.
Yeah, I know. I figured it out.
And Randy Travis. He's an ace.
Well, that tells you about the time when they made it.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch of DVDs, which I got to start buying stuff to sell.
Yeah.
I got DVDs for me. But they had all the 5 original good Pink Panther movies.
Really? I didn't even see that.
Because I scarfed it up before you got to the DVDs.
No wonder. You're one of those guys.
I saw a shot in the dark and I'm like, ooh. And then I just saw them all lined up and I'm like, all right. Get my Clouseau all in one fell swoop. Notice we're not seeing many Blu-rays hanging out.
No.
Anymore. Because the big fat guys have already gone through and bought just by every Blu-ray they see, probably.
Interesting.
On spec. Because the people with Blu-ray players who are... You know how people are. You get a piece of... Some people have to have the new technology, but they're the minority. Most people bought their Blu-ray player and they're going to want to use it till it dies. And then when they stop making Blu-rays, they're going to have to go to eBay and buy their Blu-rays. And these big, big fat slobs are all going to be waiting, sitting on their stack of Blu-rays.
Yeah! They're going to break them because they're fat. Yeah!
All the Blu-rays are going to smell like fat garage sailors' asses. But people will buy them anyway.
Sons of bitches.
Then when they put that disc in their... Blu-ray player and it starts cooking in there. Yeah. All right. Onward.
7-Eleven.
And hopefully upward. Onward to 7-Eleven where Chris will get himself a caffeinated drink. So watch out.
Watch out!
Where'd he go?
Jesus fucking Christ. Can I get the fuck out of here? We got that online. Yeah. Of course.
Well, we're still picking stuff up. We haven't even gotten to,
my hometown yet. Which we usually are there by, 11 o'clock. And
yeah,
it's
almost 1 now. Yeah, 12:45 now. But, let's see what I got. That Star Wars Tales trade paperback.
Which I found for you.
Yep.
I got that Star Wars... Black Panther movie poster, still in the tube, still in the shrink, rolled up for $8. And then I got a couple of cool, movie tapestries, and she sold them to me for $1 a piece, One being Godzilla, and the other one being Creed. I have friends that'll both appreciate those. And then I just picked up in the free, a lot of Freebin stuff today.
Yeah, I just got two Oscar the Grouches.
And I got those two Black Panther figures and a LeBron James figure.
Yeah, I know, I saw that.
Which is worth, you know, who knows
something.
What. Oh, did we stop at this one?
No. But it looks like somebody's, like, drop shipping company.
Holy
leftovers.
Crockpot Batman.
There's one back there, too.
Oh, there's one up ahead.
Yeah.
I'll hit that one up ahead.
This is the one up ahead. Is the one that looks like an actual garage sale.
Yeah, and they've got like an actual tent and a blue sled in front, so you know that they're meaning business.
All right, we'll be back. All right, we're still not even to our general roaming grounds, but I just got two things you usually don't find at a garage sale: a Swamp Thing comic that Johnny Bueno found for me, and a Frank Zappa, We're Only in It for the Money.
Mothers of Invention.
Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. This one actually has the Mothers of Invention on it, unlike a lot of the CDs where he just put new musicians on them.
And yeah, but he had a whole stack of $8 records, and they're all beat up, but that one seemed to be worth $8.
For you don't find Frank Zappa's albums anymore. It's just one of those things, you know. You might find a Boston album or something, but all the Frank Zappa albums are like $20, $30, $40 now if you want to buy them, because he's actually appreciated more now. And everybody wants the vinyl, because the vinyl is all the original music on it, unlike the CDs. Anyway, all right, we're finally hitting going by the beach, so we know we're entering into the land of Greece, literally and figuratively.
The land of nuts and honey,
or at least sweaty, greasy nuts.
Praise Grom! Yeah, we're heading up to Millionaire Land now. Rock Beach. Rock Beach!
Not many people at the beach today. I guess it's not really hot out.
Whoa, look at that party boat. Bingo.
I did not see.
There's the golf ball guy.
He just hangs out at the beach and sells golf balls?
Yeah, because there's a golf course right here.
Oh, okay, that makes sense now.
See?
All right, yeah.
Ergo the sign.
Yep, another cancer cluster. I've just been reading about how if you live within 3 miles of a golf course, you're 2 to 4 times more likely to get Parkinson's disease.
Man.
Because they gotta spray it. They gotta spray it with pesticides all the time so the rich people can play golf.
Well, this course is a little different because A, it's a county course, and B, they don't have. It's not a country club. It's a public course.
Well,
it's actually
a golf course. Is a golf course. You still gotta spray the pesticides on it. And
this one's actually not quite as they're starting to irrigate it now and stuff because it's standing water, but. And literally, like, George Eastman just, like, started putting holes down wherever he could just to the lay of the land. It's pretty cool that way. But I know what you're saying as far as golf courses go.
What's up with this guy in the truck over there, like, making hand signals? He's, like, pointing people around like a traffic cop. It's weird. I don't think anybody was paying attention to him except me, and I'm not driving. Well, Johnny Bueno and I are basically, we're giving up, but who knows what we'll find in between here and eating some food. But what were you just saying? It's opposite day.
Truly opposite day.
We were in a neighborhood that's usually very bland and boring and sparse, and it was dense and interesting. And then we sort of got this early rush of like, oh, it's going to be like this everywhere. And once we got to our usually stomping grounds, which if you go to our Discord, you can see all the pictures that Johnny Bueno gets at the garage sales of just like bizarre, weird, wrong stuff that's just not right. And what did we get? All we got this week really was a picture of the giant cock.
And the picture of the kid's ass in the window.
Oh, Jesus, that was fucked up too. Wow, what a collection of pictures we got today. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were recording when this happened, but we were pulling up to a garage sale. Or it was like it was at the end of a street on a street sale. And there's this sort of beat-up house off to the right of us as we're parking. And in the second-story window is just like this kid in diaper, like on the age of where maybe the diapers were not going to be, you know, he's almost out of diapers, but a kid in diapers just standing on the windowsill, like hanging out, looking out the window, just, you know, 2 seconds away from a glass, broken glass filled tumble down to the sidewalk. And I was like, Johnny, there's a picture for it.
And by the time I got him, he was turned around. It was just his diapered ass.
Yeah.
Sticking in the
window. He was like one of those kids you could almost put a mustache on him in. And like, he looked like a grown-up. But yeah, that was kind of fucked up. And then there was a giant cock. But you got to go to Discord to see those pictures.
Yeah, and the pictures from last week, too.
Yeah.
I got to put those up. They're downloaded. I just gotta put them up now.
But yeah, it's been. I mean, we've hit a good amount of garage sales in this area.
This was
technically, but they've just been really bland.
The show. So, I kind of like we'll do garage sailing analysis, like fishing, and all the garage sales this week. We're kind of like schools of fish. They're all together.
Yeah.
And there was like nothing in between. Like we did a lot of driving around, but once we hit one garage sale, there was three or four of them all together. And it was like, it was neighborhood sale weekend.
Yep.
Really.
But it was only the first real, we were just talking about a lot of people in that neighborhood are all our age. So when they purge the stuff that they have, it's the stuff that we're listening to. Or, you know, interested in.
Or watching.
Or watching or whatever. So, there was a lot of, you know, I wasn't finding a lot of stuff to sell. Johnny Bueno got a good amount of, you got some Grateful Dead to peddle.
Yes, I did.
You could be a dead peddler for a little while.
Yeah, I'll do well with that stuff.
Those guys spent a lot of money buying Grateful Dead.
That stuff to like give it away back for pennies.
Cause that most of that stuff is like was. Did you have to mail order like the Dick's Picks?
I think you did. I think they had like a subscription.
Yeah, something like that. Like when it got that, I'm sure they made ones like that were sort of like condensed versions for record stores and stuff. But if you wanted to, it was just like basically. You know, show unedited show by show recordings.
The creme de la creme, as Dick could say. But now it's Dave's Picks, because Dick croaked.
Dave doesn't care as much, man.
Oh, Dave. Dave's our age. He's like, I won't say annoying, but he's got that Northwest Pacific accent when he talks. I can't help the way he talks, but anyways.
But I'm just saying, like, eventually, they're just gonna good or bad, and people are gonna want to be like, you know, I want to have every Grateful Dead show, good or bad, and then people will be like, I'm going to do a whole podcast on the worst of the Grateful Dead concerts, which means you would have many hundreds, probably, of, like, train crash shows.
Yeah.
Or train crash moments. He says, as a Grateful Dead fan, but...
Play know. That bitch, Jerry!
Play that bitch, Jerry! Play that bitch, Jerry! Yeah!
Hey, man. But,
yeah.
That's where we're at. That's what we're sticking to it. But it's just so weird that the place that we usually love to go garage sailing, not only was there like no, there was like no sales. Every place that I went to, there was five spots, and none of them had garage sales that I went to.
But the stuff we did find was like not high grade as in fancy expensive stuff, but it neat stuff. Like you go to places where they've had some business and they have a bunch of posters or stuff, something, and it's kind of lame. But that lady had really high... Those were nice, high-quality, you know...
Her son worked at a movie theater.
Yeah, they were real display stuff, and they were rough and tough.
Right.
And sparkly new. And and she was selling, what, for $2, you were saying?
The banners, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The posters and the tubes were $8 each.
Yeah.
That was a cool tape, one that was labeled Bruce Lee, and she opened it up, but it wasn't a movie poster or anything. It was just this weird, esoteric, it was kind of like a weird interpretation of Bruce Lee.
So it was like a drawing or something?
Yeah. I was like, I don't want a drawing of Bruce Lee. I want at least something photo of him, you know?
Well... Like, for resale value, then it depends on who it was who drew it, you know, or what it is, you know, it might, you know, like, the weird stuff like that, I'm always, like, but it's, like, really, like, 50-50 if it's gonna actually be, like, worth something. It's like that caveman stuff, I saw it had a signature on it, but I didn't really suss out what the signature said, because it's, like, a stylized cartoonist signature, but yeah, it's just interesting to like see something like that and be like, oh, you know, you can buy greeting cards and be like, oh yeah, this is one that Robert Crumb did.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. See if there's a Crumb.
Is there some sort of, somebody needs to do a book of all the postcards so people can know what to look for.
Well, why don't you could tell your buddy Danny about that one? He's Fogel.
Oh.
He did the Snatch books, right? He can do those, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, it might be like you'd have to maybe get, like, pay American, you know, whoever, American Greetings or whoever the, some company that's probably still in business probably still owns all that. They're just waiting. But anyway, if we find any more garage sales, we will come back and tell you.
But otherwise...
And I know we miss... I know with my brain that I missed some things that when the talking was going on. So that's why... That's why you have to go to our Discord page, because then we'll just take... I'll get home and I'll be like, oh shit, why didn't I talk about that? Yeah, there it'll be on the Discord page. Oh dear God.
Oh shit, looks like you got a Cajun in your pocket.
Because we do have a Cajun in our pocket. And it'll be in the Gloatmobile all summer, so get used to this.
Oh, I love you like a pig loves corn.
Like a pig loves corn.
And pigs do love corn, I can tell you that. And pigs will eat the corn coming, or they'll eat the corn going, if you know what I'm saying. And I think you know what I'm saying. All right. So hopefully the weather will hold out and we'll be going again next week, or we'll find some garage sales before when we eat. But it's 2:30 now, so the odds of that are pretty slim.
Yipper doodle.
All right, until next week.